Climate Change, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. This sound file, and all text in the article, are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0, unported license, available at http://creativecommons.org/creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0. Climate change. Climate change is a change in the statistical distribution of weather over periods of time that range from decades to millions of years. It can be a change in the average weather or a change in the distribution of weather events around an average, for example, greater or fewer extreme weather events. Climate change may be limited to a specific region, or may occur across the whole Earth. It can be caused by recurring, often cyclical climate patterns, such as El Niño-Southern Oscillation, or come in the form of more singular events, such as the Dust Bowl. In recent usage, especially in the context of environmental policy, climate change usually refers to changes in modern climate. It may be qualified as anthropogenic climate change, more generally known as global warming, or anthropogenic global warming, AGW. For more information on temperature measurements over various periods and the data sources available, see Temperature Record. For attribution of climate change over the past century, see Attribution of Recent Climate Change. 1. Causes. Factors that can shape climate are climate forcings. These include such processes as variations in solar radiation, deviations in the Earth's orbit, mountain building and continental drift, and changes in greenhouse gas concentrations. There are a variety of climate change feedbacks that can either amplify or diminish the initial forcing. Some parts of the climate system, such as the oceans and ice caps, respond slowly in reaction to climate forcing because of their large mass. Therefore, the climate system can take centuries or longer to fully respond to new external forcings. 1.1. Plate tectonics. Over the course of millions of years, the motion of tectonic plates reconfigures global land and ocean areas and generates topography. This can affect both global and local patterns of climate and atmosphere-ocean circulation. The position of the continents determines the geometry of the oceans, and therefore influences patterns of ocean circulation. The locations of the seas are important in controlling the transfer of heat and moisture across the globe, and therefore in determining global climate. A recent example of tectonic control on ocean circulation is the formation of the Isthmus of Panama about 5 million years ago, which shut off direct mixing between the Atlantic and Pacific oceans. This strongly affected the ocean dynamics of what is now the Gulf Stream and may have led to Northern Hemisphere ice cover. Earlier, during the Carboniferous period, plate tectonics may have triggered the large-scale storage of carbon and increased glaciation. Geologic evidence points to a mega-monsoonal circulation pattern during the time of the supercontinent Pangaea, and climate modelling suggests that the existence of the supercontinent was conducive to the establishment of monsoons. More locally, topography can influence climate. The existence of mountains, as a product of plate tectonics through mountain building, can cause orthographic precipitation. Humidity generally decreases and diurnal temperature swings generally increase with increasing elevation. Mean temperature and the length of the growing season also decrease with increasing elevation. This, along with orthographic precipitation, is important for the existence of low-latitude alpine glaciers and the varied flora and fauna along at different elevations in montane ecosystems. The size of continents is also important. Because of the stabilizing effect of the oceans on temperature, yearly temperature variations are generally lower in coastal areas than they are inland. A larger supercontinent will therefore have more area in which climate is strongly seasonal than will several smaller continents and/or island arcs. 1.2. Solar output. The Sun is the predominant source for energy input into the Earth. Both long- and short-term variations in solar intensity are known to affect global climate. Early in Earth's history, the Sun emitted only 70% as much power as it does today. With the same atmospheric composition as exists today, liquid water should not have existed on Earth. However, there is evidence for the presence of water on the early Earth in the Hadean and Archean eons, leading to what is known as the faint young Sun paradox. Hypothesized solutions to this paradox include a vastly different atmosphere, with much higher concentrations of greenhouse gases than currently exist. Over the following approximately 4 billion years, the energy output of the Sun increased, and atmospheric composition changed, with the oxygenation of the atmosphere being the most notable alteration. The luminosity of the Sun will continue to increase as it follows the main sequence. These changes in luminosity, and the Sun's ultimate death as it becomes a red giant and then a white dwarf, will have large effects on climate, with the red giant phase possibly ending life on Earth. Solar output also varies on shorter timescales, including the 11-year solar cycle and longer-term modulations. The 11-year sunspot cycle produces low-latitude warming and high-latitude cooling over limited areas of statistical significance in the stratosphere, with an amplitude of approximately 1.5 degrees C. But although variability associated with the 11-year solar cycle has a significant influence on stratospheric temperatures, there is still no consensus on the exact magnitude and spatial structure. These stratospheric variations are consistent with the idea that excess equatorial heating can drive thermal winds. In the near-surface troposphere, there is only a small change in temperature, on the order of a tenth of a degree, and only statistically significant in limited areas underneath the peaks in stratospheric zonal wind speed due to the 11-year solar cycle. Solar intensity variations are considered to have been influential in triggering the Little Ice Age and for some of the warming observed from 1900 to 1950. The cyclical nature of the Sun's energy output is not yet fully understood. It differs from the very slow change that is happening within the Sun as it ages and evolves, with some studies pointing towards solar radiation increasing from cyclical sunspot activity affecting global warming. 1.3. Orbital variations. Slight variations in Earth's orbit lead to changes in the seasonal distribution of sunlight reaching the Earth's surface and how it is distributed across the globe. There is very little change to the area-averaged, annually-averaged sunshine, but there can be strong changes in the geographical and seasonal distribution. The three types of orbital variations are variations in Earth's eccentricity, changes in the tilt angle of Earth's axis of rotation, and precession of Earth's axis. Combined together, these produce Milankovitch cycles, which have a large impact on climate and are notable for their correlation to glacial and interglacial periods, their correlation with the advance and retreat of the Sahara, and for their appearance in the stratigraphic record. 1.4. Volcanism. Volcanism is a process of conveying material from the crust and mantle of the Earth to its surface. Volcanic eruptions, geysers, and hot springs are examples of volcanic processes which release gases and/or particulates into the atmosphere. Eruptions large enough to affect climate occur on average several times per century and cause cooling by partially blocking the transmission of solar radiation to the Earth's surface for a period of a few years. The eruption of Mount Pinatubo in 1991, the second largest terrestrial eruption of the 20th century, after the 1912 eruption of Nova Rupta, affected the climate substantially. Global temperatures decreased by about 0.5 degrees centigrade, or 0.9 degrees Fahrenheit. The eruption of Mount Tambora in 1815 caused the year without a summer. Much larger eruptions, known as large igneous provinces, occur only a few times every 100 million years, but may cause global warming and mass extinctions. Volcanoes are also part of the extended carbon cycle. Over very long geological time periods, they release carbon dioxide from the Earth's crust and mantle, counteracting the uptake by sedimentary rocks and other geological carbon dioxide sinks. According to the US Geological Survey, however, Estimates are that human activities generate more than 130 times the amount of carbon dioxide emitted by volcanoes. 1.5. Ocean variability. The ocean is a fundamental part of the climate system. Short-term fluctuations, years to a few decades, such as the El Niño Southern Oscillation, the Pacific Decadal Oscillation, the North Atlantic Oscillation, and the Arctic Oscillation, represent climate variability rather than climate change. On larger timescales, alterations to ocean processes such as thermohaline circulation play a key role in redistributing heat by carrying out a very slow and extremely deep movement of water and the long-term redistribution of heat in the world's oceans. 1.6. Human influences. Anthropogenic factors are human activities that change the environment. In some cases, the chain of causality of human influence on the climate is direct and unambiguous. For example, the effects of irrigation on local humidity, while in other instances it is less clear. Various hypotheses for human-induced climate change have been argued for many years. Presently, the scientific consensus on climate change is that human activity is very likely the cause for the rapid increase in global average temperatures over the past several decades. Consequently, the debate has largely shifted onto ways to reduce further human impact and to find ways to adapt to change that has already occurred. Of most concern in these anthropogenic factors is the increase in CO2 levels due to emissions from fossil fuel combustion, followed by aerosols, particulate matter in the atmosphere, and cement manufacture. Other factors, including land use, ozone depletion, animal agriculture, and deforestation, are also of concern in the roles that they play, both separately and in conjunction with other factors, in affecting climate, microclimate, and measures of climate variables. 2. Physical evidence for climate change. Evidence for climate change is taken from a variety of sources that can be used to reconstruct past climates. Reasonably complete global records of surface temperature are available beginning from the mid-late 1800s. For earlier periods, most of the evidence is indirect. Climatic changes are inferred from changes in proxies, indicators that reflect climate, such as vegetation, ice cores, dendrochronology, sea level change, and glacial geology. 2.1. Historical and archaeological evidence. Climate change in the recent past may be detected by corresponding changes in settlement and agricultural patterns. Archaeological evidence, oral history, and historical documents can offer insights into past changes in the climate. Climate change effects have been linked to the collapse of various civilizations. 2.2. Glaciers. Glaciers are considered among the most sensitive indicators of climate change. Advancing when climate cools, for example during the period known as the Little Ice Age, and retreating when climate warms. Glaciers grow and shrink, both contributing to natural variability and amplifying externally forced changes. A world glacier inventory has been compiled since the 1970s. Initially based mainly on aerial photographs and maps, this compilation has resulted in a detailed inventory of more than 100,000 glaciers, covering a total area of approximately 240,000 kilometers squared, and, in preliminary estimates for the recording of the remaining ice cover, estimated to be around 445,000 kilometers squared. The World Glacier Monitoring Service collects data annually on glacier retreat and glacier mass balance. From this data, glaciers worldwide have been found to be shrinking significantly, with strong glacier retreats in the 1940s, stable or growing conditions during the 1920s and 1970s, and again retreating from the mid-1980s to present. Mass balance data indicates 17 consecutive years of negative glacier mass balance. The most significant climate processes since the middle to late Pliocene, approximately 3 million years ago, are the glacial and interglacial cycles. The present interglacial period, the Holocene, has lasted about 11,700 years. Shaped by orbital variations, responses such as the rise and fall of continental ice sheets and significant sea level changes helped create the climate. Other changes, including Heinrich events, Dansgaard-Oeschger events, and the Younger Dryas, however, illustrate how glacial variations may also influence climate without the forcing effects of orbital changes. Glaciers leave behind moraines that contain a wealth of information, including organic matter that may be accurately dated, recording the periods in which a glacier advanced and retreated. Similarly, by tephrochronological techniques, the lack of glacier cover can be identified by the presence of soil or volcanic tephra horizons whose date of deposit may also be precisely ascertained. 2.3. Vegetation. A change in the type, distribution, and coverage of vegetation may occur given a change in the climate. This much is obvious. In any given scenario, a mild change in climate may result in increased precipitation and warmth, resulting in improved plant growth and the subsequent sequestration of airborne CO2. Larger, faster, or more radical changes, however, may well result in vegetation stress, rapid plant loss, and desertification in certain circumstances. 2.4. Ice cores. Analysis of ice in a core drilled from an ice sheet, such as the Antarctic ice sheet, can be used to show a link between temperature and global sea level variations. The air trapped in bubbles in the ice can also reveal the CO2 variations of the atmosphere from the distant past, well before modern environmental influences. The study of these ice cores has been a significant indicator of the changes in CO2 over many millennia, and continues to provide valuable information about the differences between ancient and modern atmospheric conditions. 2.5. Dendroclimatology. Dendroclimatology is the analysis of tree ring growth patterns to determine past climate variations. Wide and thick rings indicate a fertile, well-watered growing period, whilst thin, narrow rings indicate a time of lower rainfall and less than ideal growing conditions. 2.6. Pollen analysis. Palynology is the study of contemporary and fossil palynomorphs, including pollen. Palynology is used to infer the geographical distribution of plant species which vary under different climate conditions. Different groups of plants have pollen with distinctive shapes and surface textures, and since the outer surface of pollen is composed of a very resilient material, they resist decay. Changes in the type of pollen found in different sedimentation levels in lakes, bogs, or river deltas indicate changes in plant communities which are dependent on climate conditions. 2.7. Insects. Remains of beetles are common in freshwater and land sediments. Different species of beetles tend to be found under different climatic conditions. Given the extensive lineage of beetles whose genetic makeup has not altered significantly over the millennia, knowledge of the present climate range of the different species and the age of the sediments in which remains are found, past climatic conditions may be inferred. 2.8. Sea level change. Global sea level change for much of the last century has generally been estimated using tide gauge measurements collated over long periods of time to give a long-term average. More recently, altimeter measurements, in combination with accurately determined satellite orbits, have provided an improved measurement of global sea level change.